Iran's new supreme leader vows revenge after his father's funeral as U.S. threatens attack. Mujtaba Khamenei, who has taken Iran's supreme leadership, has vowed to avenge the blood of his father Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, killed in the opening days of attacks by the United States and Israel. In his first message since the funeral, he said that vengeance is the will of the nation and that it will be fulfilled, regardless of his role. His words come as Washington issues fresh threats and Tehran stays firm on its regional stance, signaling a dangerous escalation for the region. The article will explore the meaning of this vow, the signals it sends to rivals, and the possible effects on regional security and United States relations. Mujtaba Khamenei vows to avenge his father Ali Khamenei's death. Iran blames U.S. and Israel for the early war and deadly strikes. Trump threatens to attack Iran if the assassination attempt goes ahead. Crowds at the funeral call for revenge against enemies, including Netanyahu. Iran keeps control of the Strait of Hormuz and wants tolls. Defying U.S. demands. Iran's supreme leader's son vows revenge after father's death amid U.S.-Israeli strikes. Vow from Mujtaba Khamenei in his first public message since the funeral. Mujtaba Khamenei pledged to pursue justice for the death of his father, the late Ali Khamenei, and for other victims. Officials describe the pledge as reflecting the will of the Iranian people and say it will be carried out despite any changes in leadership roles. The statement frames vengeance as a national duty. Funeral scene and public response. The funeral drew large crowds and featured public displays that referenced the deaths of the nation's leaders, including a call for the removal of Israel's prime minister. State media coverage noted the pageantry and the strong show of support for the country's leadership during the ceremony. Context: death and war onset. Ali Khamenei died on the first day of the current conflict, which began after the United States and Israel conducted coordinated strikes against Iran. The death has intensified political tension as the country manages fallout from the initial blow and the subsequent cycle of violence. U.S. rhetoric and military posture. Around the same time, President Donald Trump reiterated the end of a ceasefire and warned that U.S. missiles could be aimed at Iran if the threats against the leadership materialize. He made his remarks via social media, signaling a difficult standoff and a readiness to escalate further. Ceasefire and recent attacks. The exchange of hostilities between Iran and the United States intensified, ending the ceasefire that had been in place since April and was formalized earlier in the year. Iran reported that 2 days of attacks caused casualties and injuries, with at least 17 fatalities and 115 people wounded, according to officials from the Iranian Health Ministry. Iran's position on Hormuz. Iranian authorities have maintained that control over the Strait of Hormuz should remain with Iran, opposing U.S. demands for changes in the transit regime. Tehran says it will continue to manage traffic through the strait and seek fees from ships crossing the waterway. Conclusion. Mujtaba Khamenei's pledge to avenge his father casts vengeance as a declared national duty, signaling a continuation of Iran's tough posture and a strategy aimed at deterring rivals while maintaining domestic unity. The funeral scene and public rhetoric project a resolute leadership posture amid a deteriorating security environment, where the United States and Israel are locked in a cycle of threats and reprisals. Iran's insistence on keeping the Strait of Hormuz under its control and its willingness to operate beyond prior constraints heightens risk for regional security and global shipping. The resulting dynamics have profound implications for United States-Iran relations, potentially constraining diplomatic options and increasing the chance of miscalculation. Going forward, stakeholders face a delicate balance between deterrence and de-escalation to prevent a broader conflict in a volatile region. Frequently asked questions. What did Mujtaba Khamenei vow? He vowed to avenge his father's death and all martyrs. He said revenge is the nation's will and it will be done, even if he is not around. Why is this vow tied to the funeral? It was his first message after his father Ali Khamenei's funeral. The moment followed the ceremony and the crowd's mood. How did Trump respond to the threats? The U.S. president warned of an attack on Iran if the assassination attempt happens. He said missiles are ready and would strike. What did the funeral crowd show? Millions attended. They carried banners calling for the deaths of the leaders and Netanyahu. What is Iran's stance on the Strait of Hormuz? Iran says the strait must stay under its control and it can charge fees to ships passing through.